Keep playing, Brother Jimmy. This is what we're going to do tonight. Caitlin, will you go get my Mason, who is in the other building with Mother, and go get my Ella, and bring them both in here if you don't mind, sis. Last night, yesterday afternoon, I got a phone call from a preacher friend of mine that I respect probably more than anybody in the world. And I believe with all of my heart that God is on the precipice of doing something in our church. God is on the precipice of doing something through our church. And I have a lot of people that pray for me. I like what Spurgeon said. He said, the only reason that I am what I am is because my people pray for me. I understand that this is not a one-horse show. This is not a one-man circus. This is a team effort. I can only preach as good as the people pray. I can only be as high as the people will let me soar. And that is why our church, it does what it does, is because the people allow me to do what God has called me to do. And the moment we stop that is the moment we stop the hand of God. While I was praying over there, God laid on my heart what we need to do. I want my babies when my sister gets back, and I want my wife to get on the altar when they get in here, and I want our ladies in our church. I want our people to pray around my wife and to hedge her in behind the bloodline and to seal her in where the devil can't get to her. Because I don't know if you've ever been in battle with the devil, but the devil doesn't play fair. The devil will tell you that if you go with God, you're going to lose your family. Your kids are going to die. Your kids are going to be killed. Your family's going to leave you. I'll be late at night and I can't sleep and I'm up and I'm praying and I don't feel like God's hearing me, and I'm laboring. I feel like my insides are going to turn out, and I say, God, and the devil comes by and says, yeah, keep praying, preacher man, your family's gone. Keep praying, preacher man, there's my boy. Oh, the most precious things that I have. The most wonderful things that God has given to me is this little family that I have right here. But I'm keenly aware that as I study David, a man after God's own heart, I realize that even David had trouble with his children. And I don't want that. I want my kids to be safe. Safe in the hand of God. Safe behind the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daddy, when was the last time you prayed your babies behind the bloodline? You say, I'm a single mother. Mama, you got just as much power to pray as your husband or your ex-husband or your whatever. You got just as much power to pray those kids behind the bloodline. You've got just as much power, Mama, Papa. You've got just as much power to get those kids behind. And in fact, there are many preachers that I know today. The only reason they're preachers are because their mom, their grandma and grandpa had enough faith to pray them and plead them behind the bloodline. I want my kids, I want them to be prayed over. I don't want my kids to grow up and at 18 shoot out the door. My kids are going to have to trust in Christ for themselves. They won't be able to fall back on the faith of Daddy and Mama. They're going to have their own experience with the Lord. But I believe that God will get them. Heard a little child, one of the little babies came up to me today. I guess he's about 9 or 10. He may be about 9. He came up to me. He said, Preacher, when am I going to get saved? I said, baby, you're going to get saved when God calls your name. And when God calls your name, you do everything in your power to run as fast as you can to Him. I want my kids, the very first time that God calls their name, I want them to throw in with God. I want them to throw in with the Savior. Grandma and Grandpa, your first mission field is your home and your family. It does us no... Are you covered back here, baby? Okay. She covered, okay. It does us no good if we send missionaries across the world and we lose our own nation. It does us no good if we send people all around the world and yet we lose our own families. If we lose our own families, it won't be because that God didn't give them the opportunity to be saved. It'll be because we didn't pray and beg God to save them. So maybe what God wants us to do tonight, because brothers and sisters, I don't know if you can't feel it in your soul, but God's going to do something in this church. God is doing something in this church. But with every new inch that God gains, the enemy fights harder to get that ground back. And if you don't start pleading the blood, there is nothing you can do. You can do nothing in your power to get your kids to heaven. But God can get a hold of them. And God can change their lives. God can undo anything. The day you say, my kids are grown, they're gone, preacher. They've left God. Why don't you get a hold of the God of heaven and ask Him to go run and find them tonight and wrap His convicting and loving arms all around them, and that He'll draw them back to the Savior tonight. You say, will God do that? He went and got a boy down in the far country out of the hog pen of sin, and He brought him back to the Father's house, cleaned him off, gave him a new robe, a new title, and a new dignity. And God can do that for your family. So this is what I want to do tonight. I want our deacons and their wives tonight to come up here on this altar with my little family. Mason, I love you, baby. Ella, baby, your daddy loves you, and I pray for you. I'm praying that God's going to save you. Will you do me a favor? When Jesus calls your name, honey, will you run to Him? Why don't you get your little family tonight and plead them behind the bloodline? Get all our deacons and their wives if they're here. I know some of them are not feeling well. I want y'all to come pray around my family. And then tonight, maybe daddy, mama, grandma, why don't you come on up to this old-fashioned altar tonight? Spread on up in the choir loft if you have to. Spread around the side over there. Maybe you're visiting. Well, I don't care if you're visiting. Why don't you just come? I want you to pray the bloodline around your family. Pray the bloodline around your grandkids. Pray the bloodline around your marriage tonight. Pray and plead the blood around your mind tonight. Plead it around your relating tonight. Let's stand all over the building, make it easy on some folks to get out of their pews. Come on up into this altar if you need to. Come on up into this choir loft if you need to, folks. There's plenty of room up here. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I promise you there is not a demon or a devil in hell that can get through the blood. There's not a demon or a devil in hell that can get past the bloodline tonight. So I want us to call out to God. Oh, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Jimmy, sing at a fresh anointing again, brother. We're going to give you an opportunity. Let's bow our heads this evening. Let's close our eyes tonight. How many of you would say, preacher, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I were to die right now, I'm going to heaven. I've trusted in Christ. I know that. I'm going to be honest with you. God bless you. That's great. God bless you. That's wonderful. Now, not everybody in this room was able to raise their hand. Now, tonight, God's drawing some of you to be saved. And all I'm going to ask you to do here in just a minute, we're all going to stand in just a moment. And I'm going to meet you right down front. There's no need to hide the tears. There's no need to try to run from God anymore. He's calling your name and He'll change. You say, preacher, I need to change a few things, then I'll go. That's not the way it operates. God said, I'll take you just like you are, and I'll change you. You don't change yourself first. You let God change you. You come to Him just like you are. You say, you don't know how bad I've been. No, I don't, but I know how good He is. And I know what He'll do for you, ma'am. I know. You know. I know. Son, you and I both know you need to give your heart to Jesus. And tonight could be the first night of the rest of your life when you give your heart to God. Christians, I want you to pray right now that the devil will be driven back and these will have boldness and strength to come. There's no need to fight it. I want you to come. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stand on the count of three all over the building, every one of us. One, two, three. Brother Jimmy, you sing right now. Come on. Come on, man, right now. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't fight God. Oh, God, don't fight God. Oh, God, don't fight God.
We cannot borrow from yesterday. Oh, come and feed us, sweet Holy Spirit. Teach us of Jesus, His will, His way. Lord, we need a fresh anointing. We cannot
go to hell tonight.
Cannot borrow from yesterday. Come and feed us, oh Holy Spirit. Teach us of Jesus, His will. Lord, we need a fresh anointing. God, we cannot borrow from yesterday. Oh, come and feed us. Jesus, His will, His way.
Jimmy, just do it one more time. Please don't go to hell.
Lord,
don't go to hell.
Me,
oh, God, don't go to hell.
A fresh anointing, God, we cannot borrow from yesterday. Come and feed us, oh Holy Spirit, teach us of Jesus, His will, His ways. Lord, we need a fresh anointing, Lord, we cannot borrow from yesterday. Come and feed us.
CJ just made his heart right with God.
Holy Spirit.
And then that. Christian came up. He said, "Preacher, I want to get saved." So he's back here with Miss Kennedy somewhere. "I'm not going to pester you anymore. Your blood is not on my hands." Oh, God, no. Don't go to hell. I'm done. I'm done tonight. I'm done. Here's what we're going to do tonight. I feel like my... What, maybe? No, we're good. We're good. Where's Mark? Come here. Where's Marcus? Come here, Mark. Mark, come over here, buddy. Come up here with me, son. We're going to do something tonight. Come here, baby. Come here, son. The other night at the tent meeting, I guess it was Friday night, I was back in the back, and I was part of the team counting the offering that night, and they came and got me out of the trailer back there, and they said, "You need to come up front now." And I came up there, and my wife said that, my wife pointed up to the altar, and she said, it's Mark, it's Mark, it's Mark." So I went up there with him, and I said, "Mark, what's wrong, son?" And "Mark, I want you to tell him what God told you to do. What did God call you to do?"
"He called me to preach."
There you go. Amen. How old are you, pal?
14.
14 years old. I want us to pray tonight. Mark, I want you to go right down there on that altar right there. Brother Bob, gather you some of the men, if you will, young and old, and I want us to pray around Mark. He's got a long way to go, and God's going to use him in a great way. I want us to pray that God will put a hedge of protection around him. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I come in the name of Christ, my Savior, and I plead the blood this evening. I pray, oh God, that you'll protect Mark. I pray, my God, that you'll give to Mark strength. I pray tonight, my God, that you'll encourage him in the things of Christ. Give to him a love tonight for the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that you'll give to him wisdom beyond his years, ability beyond his years. Heavenly Father, it is my prayer tonight that you will grab a hold of his heart, and that you will take him through the process and shake the world out of him, shake himself out of himself, and fill him with the Holy Ghost of God. Jesus, I plead the blood over this young man. I pray, God, that you'll give to this church a love for him, a forgiveness, Lord, that as he makes mistakes and as he goes, I pray, God, that you'll encourage him. I pray, God, that you'll strengthen him. I need you tonight. I need you to help this young man. I need you, God, to put your hand upon his family that they might guide him and steer him. God, I pray that you give to his mother a tender heart toward him. Lord, to support him, I pray you'll give to his father strength to guide him. I pray you'll give to his grandparents love in their heart for him, his brother and his sister. That they'll have tenderness in his heart for, in their hearts for him. Give to this church, oh God, a heart to support him. And I'll praise you for all that you do. And I'll give you glory for everything that happens. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Well, I don't have a handkerchief and I'm crying.